coffee and our tea.
Okay. How do you make coffee?
Use coffee grounds or instant coffee with boiling water.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you drink when you're thirsty?
Water.
Uh-huh. And you drink it out of a what?
Out of a glass.
If I asked you, this is the principal parts of the verb drink. If I ask you how much did you drink, you say I blank a lot of it. That's past tense. I what?
I drank. Okay. I drank, uh-huh.
Then you might ask me, how much have you...
drunk.
Uh-huh. Or we sure do blank a lot of water.
Drink.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When dinner is on the table and the family is standing around waiting to begin, what do you say to them?
Grace.
If you have company for dinner?
Grace.
Okay. All right, the principal parts of the verb sit. Somebody sit. Okay.
S-I-T.
Sit. Okay. Somebody comes into the dining room and you ask him, won't you? What form of the verb sit would you use? Won't you?
Tell me the word again.
Sit.
H-I-T?
Sit. S-I-T.
Sit. Oh, I thought you ate.
Okay. So you say, won't you what?
Won't you have a seat?
Okay. So then he blank and began to eat. What part of?
Then we sat.
Okay.
And
no one else was standing. They had all
been seated.
Okay. If you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you say... In other words, you're telling them to go ahead and what? Don't wait till they're past, but just what?
Just go ahead.
Help yourself.
Hmm?
Would you say help you?
Oh, help yourself.
Okay.
Help yourself.
Okay. All right. Now, this is the principal parts of the verb help. So he went ahead and blanked himself.
Helped himself.
All right. Since he had already blanked himself.
Since he had already helped himself.
Uh-huh. All right. If you decide not to eat something, you say, I don't...
care for... more.
Mm-hmm. All right. If the food has been cooked and served a second time, you say it has been what?
Leftover.
All right. You put food in your mouth and then you begin to what?
Chew.
Uh-huh. A dish made out of boiled Indian meal and served out of some kind of liquid.
Mush.
Yes.
A grill.
Do you use milk or water?
Water.
Uh-huh. Do you use salt?
Yes.
How is it served?
As a cereal. For breakfast, we had a one of those silent cookers, fireless cookers during the war, and that was the nicest thing to have mush cooking all night and have it for breakfast the next morning. Every little parcel was stand apart. It was just like cream of wheat, exactly.
And you served it in that?
We served it in oatmeal dishes, you see, and just like oatmeal.
What do you call things like peas and beets and beans and so forth? What are they?
Vegetables.
Uh-huh. You grow them in a what?
In a garden.
All right. A small